Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we'll get more of the Michigan stuff, but I do want to open this up to Michigan State fans as well, because, well, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm selfish, I'm passionate about it, and I'm pissed off. So let me just knock a few things down. And then the ticket text. And then a stat on why winning 10 games really isn't impressive. Oh, hell, I'll give you the stat right now, per Ryan Woolley. Here's how impressive your 10 wins were. You know the record of the teams that Harbaugh beat this year? 58-62. Ooh, 10 wins. Ooh. Yeah, here's the record of the teams you lost to. You know, what? 23-1. You lost to the two good teams you played. 8-4 Penn State, and 7-5 Michigan State, and 7-5 Wisconsin. Those aren't big games, guys. And then you face built-in Ws, 3 or 4 of them, easily. So just stop. Now, the Michigan State stuff, Saturday is what rock bottom is. That was the most pathetic display of alleged football I've ever seen. I'm not kidding you. I've watched bad Michigan State teams in my lifetime. Pre-D'Antonio, I saw plenty of them. But they were at least mildly entertaining, mildly functional. This team under this staff looked absolutely broken. Broken the last 2 weeks. The 12 drops at Nebraska, the 6-point output, asking your quarterback in a snowstorm to throw a litany of deep balls. Silly. You go against Rutgers, which is a 1-10 football team. That's a bad football team. And I know those kids play hard, and I know they gave the kid from Macomb County a start. Lovely. It's great. It's a Disney movie. For Michigan State to be losing that game with a few minutes to go, down 10-7, is an embarrassment. It's an indictment. And it is absolute justification where multiple people should lose their jobs. This is not just a Dave Warner thing. Dave Warner's like a code word for dissatisfaction with offense. This is a Mark D'Antonio thing. When you are the CEO, we just talked about this with Harbaugh, right? When you're the CEO, you are responsible for everything. And my issue with D'Antonio is the following. A, the blind loyalty to inept assistants. And I'll explain. But B, D'Antonio refuses to not meddle in the offense. See, that's the problem, and I admit this. When I scream about I want a new coordinator, I want a new O-line coach, all D'Antonio's going to do is go hire somebody else with ties to Tressel or Ohio or at one point dated a Tressel, and then he's going to force them to do exactly what he wants, which is ball control, must run it, running equates to toughness, show you how big our PP is, this is what we do.com. That's the issue. Much like Harbaugh, I have a coach who will not evolve. I truly believe you can pick whatever legend didn't evolve and rotted, and I think that's where we're headed with D'Antonio. They wasted one of the 10 best defenses in America this year. They wasted it. And Michigan fans can get up and do the chicken wing and do whatever they want to do. The bottom line is this. The only reason you were able to score on us is because you were on the field for 42 minutes. Because our offense couldn't complete an effing pass. Our defense did their job 7-7, like 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We were 9-6 against OSU. We lost a game last week on the road 9-6. We lost in the desert 16-13. This was an elite defense. And no disrespect, you kind of lost that claim showing your ass in CBUS. So be quiet. If D'Antonio doesn't evolve, we're dead. And part of that evolution, here's the equivalent of Michigan fan yelling, oh yeah, you want to fire Harbaugh? Then who are you going to get? This is the Spartan equivalent. Oh, so you don't like the offense? Oh, what do you want to do? Be Texas Tech? No. Calm down. Let me strap you in your booster seat. What I want are higher level people than we have who have updated ideas on outdated concepts. Updated ideas on outdated concepts. You can run a pro-style offense, quote-unquote, a million different ways. A million. The Rams don't look anything like the Patriots, who don't look anything like the Eagles. And nobody looks like the Chiefs. There's a million ways. Football has changed. Having a great defense is cool. It'll keep you afloat. And occasionally, a once-in-a-decade defense could take you on a special trip. But in today's game, averaging 20 points a game ain't going to cut it. Averaging 23 points ain't going to cut it. When Nick Saban, who is a defensive witch, a man rooted in defense, when Nick Saban officially says, screw it, open it up, you know the game's changed. D'Antonio continues to empower his friends. Mark Staten is a lousy O-line coach who does minimal on the recruiting trail. He has produced next to no high-level linemen. Please leave. Dave Warner was a solid quarterback coach who is now in over his head as an offensive coordinator with a domineering head coach. Please leave. And Jim Bowman is a pity job. It's a retirement gig. Jim Bowman is probably still sleeping in the press box. Someone wake him up, let him know the game ended. Please leave. And for the crowd that is going to call and moan, we don't have the money, that's a lie. It's a lie. You want to start bringing up other off-field things like Nassar? It has nothing to do with the football program. No one is saying go spend LSU money or Michigan money or Clemson money. No one's saying it. I'm not saying it. But if you mean to tell me that you can't afford to go spend $1 million on an offensive coordinator or $1.2 million when you're already wasting $900,000 on two people as co-coordinators, then you don't know your elbow from your a-hole, okay? This is about Mark D'Antonio not wanting to do it, not wanting to recuse himself from the offense, not wanting to fire friends, wanting consistency, and wanting it his way. Well, here's the problem. You don't get to have it your way when you're about 500 over your last 35 games. You don't get to have it your way when you've wasted a top 10 defense. You don't get to have it your way when your offense has gotten worse 14 to 15, 15 to 16, 16 to 17, and 17 to 18. You don't get to have it your way. And blaming injuries is whistling by the graveyard because this staff doesn't have a game plan. Their game plan is we're going to do what we do, how we do it. That's not a game plan. That's a mindset. They just throw a smattering of plays out there that have no rhyme or reason. There are no tweaks. Things don't look different week to week, depending on the opponent and tendencies and weaknesses. We just do what we're going to do. Guys, that works if you're Alabama and you got better Jimmies and Joes than the other guys. This ain't Alabama. And Saturday was an embarrassment. They don't do anything to make it easy on their quarterback. They don't do anything to change this running game. And it's just a collection and a mismatch of garbage. And if Mark D'Antonio is not going to make those changes, then yeah, you're forcing me into saying then I would make the ultimate change. The difference is we don't have an athletic director. Bill Beekman's a nobody. He's not a player. That's not like Bill Moose when he was at Oregon. You know, this isn't some big-time AD. What do you think Bill Beekman's going to sit down and go, Mark, listen, changes must be made. What? That's never going to happen. And look, that's part of the reason. They don't get any of my money. You want to run yourself like a big-time operation, you can call me and ask for some money. But they don't run like a big-time operation. They run like a garage sale. And I love D'Antonio, and I hope they put a statue of him out in front of the stadium. But if you don't have the chops to fire your friends, and you don't have the chops to evolve, I ain't got no time for you. You know, you could have invented Microsoft, but if you're no longer a good CEO, you don't get to be the CEO of Microsoft anymore. Part of being a CEO is you got to make really hard choices. Harbaugh just let go of a guy who stood up in his wedding. Lincoln Riley's like 12 years old. He fired his mentor's brother in cold blood after the Texas game. If you're not willing to do the things that are necessary, then I'm kind of just done. And I mean, look, maybe they come back next year. They have some kind of big year. But if they do it, they're going to be doing it in spite of their offense. They're going to be doing it in spite of some of these coaches. And I'm tired of that. 13, the Rose Bowl, that was the best defense of our life. It'll never be that again. 14, we came close. It was a top 10 offense. We're never going to see that again. And 15 required some real, come on, we got some luck. Let's call it what it is. That offense was garbage. Grow up, guys. You want to watch the Rose Bowl DVD the rest of your days? That's your business. I'm looking to add a few DVDs. Well, no one even buys DVDs. I'm looking to add some new memories. And this product, it's not entertaining. They're not going to sell tickets next year. And frankly, if I were a major donor, I would never recommit to this. It's outrageous what I watched Saturday. So you want to argue it? You can argue it. I don't think you can.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.